Good morning, this is Mercedes Warwick. Welcome to day 33 of 36 channels in 36 days. Journeys into the I Am Mind. Well, the alarm went off at 5 a.m. and I was actually awake. I've been awake for a while this morning. And there's a difference between, I am finding out in these last few days, because I guess I'm getting in the middle of it a little bit. There's a difference between, I'm just getting comfortable here a little bit. Things bubbling up and me thinking about stuff, you know. And so I had to exhale. I had to breathe a little bit and do my personal breathing sequences this morning. And it's very interesting about the point of detachment. What I mean by this is a lot of times, I think at the beginning of the series, I take 108 breaths in the morning. Just kind of stop counting. I do the sequence until I feel to stop, and then I wait quietly and something else will bubble up, and then I do that. So this sort of containment of 108 of this and 40 of that and 60 of this has somewhat been released. I do spend time. I am spending time. So I guess that's the first thing. Last night as I was, actually I'm going to do this other thing first. Yesterday, as I reverted back a little bit, I spent a lot of time on the phone with people, and prior to this channel series, and yesterday I found myself on the phone with people, and I was tired. It was some of the old-style conversations. I think my life is going to be pre-channel and post-channel. But it was some of the old-style conversations, and I'm finding that I don't want to be there. I don't want to justify myself. I want to be where I am at and be what I am for, be where I am at, and allow my interpersonal relationship with Source to evolve and allow myself to have received my lessons without the editorializing from other people. All helpful conversations in some way. Just finding that I was tired. I didn't want to necessarily engage in some of the other conversations, or the type of conversations, or the style of conversations, or the method of the conversation, because, you know, there's a shift happening, you know. So while I appreciated each person, I found myself sort of getting tired, and by the end of the day, even though I had, the last conversation, I had been engaged in doing a lot of the talking. When I hung up, I was sort of like, I don't think I want to do this way anymore. So that was an interesting thing, feeling that shift happening. People are on the countdown with me. Oh, you've got 33 more days to go. I mean, or 3 more days to go. And how are you feeling? And I'm feeling like this is going to continue in some way. So this is sort of the warm-up exercise to show me that I could do this. And but I have a whole list of wishes, I guess, and desires, and we'll spend some time over the weekend. I think I'm going to take some quiet time over the weekend, and we'll spend some time over the weekend activating and coming into my discipline and my practice, because so much of this has been not necessarily learning for me, but the nuances, just like we've been talking about, the subtle shifts and changes, and continuing on with what's been taught here. The last thing in this preamble was, after my conversation last night, my hands activated. I am an energetic healer, and Reiki master, and Theta. My hands activated, and I found myself, I guess there's no other way of saying it, playing with the energy and doing the breathing sequence to move into the infinity, you know, move into my infinity self, expanding that field, and then playing with this energy that had activated in my hands. So I'm mentioning this not necessarily to sort of, you know, bring forward a new technique or anything, but I enjoyed the play last night in the field and in the energy. And I think that we get in these teaching series sometimes, and it's sort of do this and do this, and this is happening and this is happening. Have you considered this? And there's all this wonderful information coming, and we forget the play factor. And I've always, just as I said at the beginning of this preamble, you know, over the weekend I'll take time to sort of formulate my wish list and visionscape and do some things, but part of that is be in the play mode too. Enjoy, find yourself in a space of enjoyment, because you won't continue. You'll have spent this time and taken notes and put yourself into a routine of some sort, and if you don't find a way to play with this, it's not going to get incorporated over the long run. So I was very happy, and the energy that was flowing through my hands yesterday, I kind of placed it on my body and did different things to rejuvenate myself and sort of love myself a little bit. So that was greatly appreciated, but it was a different flow. There was definitely a different feeling to the energy. So, and then the last thing was, I mentioned I couldn't really settle in this morning for a moment, sort of going through my things to do list, which I think I mentioned a few days ago. It's like, oh, we got to do this, and then relaxing into spirit and relaxing my mind and being at a place of allowance. So there's a difference in the bubbling up or in your personal preamble between the busyness of your mind and the communion with your soul. It's your soul's talking with you during the preamble. What have you taken note of? What are you learning? What are you seeing? What are you learning? What are you hearing? What are you learning? What are you feeling? What are you learning? What are you tasting? What are you learning? What are you learning? So, when I relaxed, I was sort of instructed to do a period of time of I love you. I love you, Mercedes. I love you. I love you, Mercedes. So much of this work as you go forward, I feel. We'll see what Spirit is going to say. My experiences during the preamble here. But so much of this work, I feel, is going to be loving to self. Love thyself. So that's it for the preamble this morning. Namaste. Have a great day. We've got today and 3 more days to go. So enjoy them. Don't allow your, I'm speaking to myself, allow myself to enjoy them, not get into the what's going to happen, you know, 5 days from now or 6 days from now or a month from now. Just let's enjoy these last 4 sessions together. Namaste. Onono yeke na oyoko okona ieke na iako na iena. Onono yeko, hello there. Yoshkona ieke na ananioko. It's interesting. It took Mercedes just a moment to connect in this morning because her mind is busy. Iako na ieshkina, and she has been saying that her brain during these channels have been activated in different way. Yoshkona iekena. And so this morning, the busy part, she could feel that piece of her brain, literally, inonono yeshkena, and had to release it and take a breath to release it. Yoshkona nieke, in order for allowance of the channel this morning. Onono nieshkona iekena anioko. And Yeke Nananyoko, yesterday's busy mind that was really activated through various conversations, Onono Yeshko na Yeke na Ananyoko, there is a point to be made here, the Yoshko na Yeke, that you may become silent or quiet, Yeshkena, because the conversations just will not have the same meaning, the energy, or the emphasis that it has had in the past, Iokona Iekena. And in the case of yesterday for our vessel, Iokona Ieshkena, she went to bed very tired in a different way, Ieshkena Nanayoko Okona, and it was in the old way, Ieshkena Nanayoko. And so there will be some choices to be made as to whether to continue conversations in the same way. Anoniyoshko, action, motivation in the same way as you have done in the past, Yekona. And coming into the moment of this time, in this place, Yokona. And if you have invested, Yokona Nieke, at this point, approximately 33 hours, Anoniyeshke, give or take a few minutes here or there, Anoniyoko, and then by the end of this 36 sessions, Iokona Iekena, do you really expect that your conversations are going to be the same, or you're going to be the same? Anoniyeshke, even if you were to take in one point, just the breath, you know, Ieshkena, which would be the thing that we would recommend if you were only going to do one thing, do the breath, Ananayoko. But even if you were just to take in the breath, Iekena Ananayoko, you would know that this is a different space. You will have Ananayeke, a different relationship with your time-space reality, Iokona Ananayeke, that did not exist prior to you undertaking this investment, Ananayoko, of your time, Ananayeke, and your heart space, Yeke Ananayoko. So, Anani Ieshke na Ananayoko, Mercedes had mentioned that her hands activated and she was able to play in the energy, Yokona Ieke na. And at some point, this will become easy, Yokona, and you will be able to play Anani Ieshke, and it will become a lifestyle. It will not feel like you're walking into a whole new dimension, or going into the ocean to drown, getting your head above water, and moving forward, and the difference is, can you really expect that you would be employing yourself as energetic in things around you? The energetic entrainment occurs, ananiyoko, and then you are attracting, ananiyeshke, magnetizing, ieshke na ananiyoko, that which is like to you. Ononi-eshke, in some cases that which is opposite to you, so you can see, you know, Iyoshkona. But the point is that would you really expect that you would be the same? Ononi-eshkona, Iyeshkena. So when you have this experience of going back, Iyokona, and you're back to an old conversation, old style of conversation, an old style of interacting with people, Ononi-eshke, and you've been in habit with people, how to act and respond, Iyokona, to certain things in your life, certain people in your life, certain situations in your life, you will not be the same. You will be given choice. You are putting yourself into an Ononoyoko freedom. You will be able to have a choice, Iyokona, to stay in this place or to stay in this place. And for a moment, both will be uncomfortable. And these are all usual things that happen as one is changing a habit. Ononoyeshkena, or changing away. Ananiyeke, or choosing a different lifestyle. Iyoko na niyeke na naniyoko. Ananiyeshkena ananiyoko. Iyeke na ananiyoshkiyokona. And then you will also have different sensations in your body, more sensitivity to certain things. Iyoko na iyena. Mercedes did not mention in the preamble one point, Iyokona, that she is, let's see, we will say sensitive to, Ananiyoshkona Iyena. A few months ago, actually probably now about a year ago in time, Ananiyoshko, she became aware, came into awareness of being Ononieshke empathic, Iyokona. She has always wondered when people said they were taking on energy or they could tell this or tell that about a person, Iyoshkona, or feel when somebody is doing something, Iyeshkena naniyoko. She did not have a clear understanding until about a year ago. Ananiyoshkona Iyekena. While she's always been empathic, there's sort of been like a gateway to being empathic, and she would just close the gate, Ananiyoko, and still be observant and still have her gift, Iyeshkena naniyoko, but was not taking on the full impact or of another person's feelings in any given situation in any given moment. Ananiyoshkena. Ananiyoshkona Iyeke. And so some of the subtleties, Iyekena, that you come into and your understanding of the subtleties, Ananiyoshkona Iyeke, may be that you feel feelings differently, Iyoshkona Iyekena, and that is why some of the conversations will be tiring or draining, Iyeshkena Nanayoko, or Nanayeshke, you will just not have any patience with, quite frankly, Iyeshkena Nanayoko, or they will not feel good, Iyeshkena Nanayoko, or you will feel like you can feel the other person, Iyeshkena Nanayoko, because you can now come into the subtle frequencies. And there are some things to do, some breaths, and some Ananiyoshkona Iyeke, having the awareness that you have this new sensitivity, which will allow you to fill up and fill up with Noniyeke, fill up with yourself. Quite honestly, fill up with yourself, Iyoshkona, and radiate yourself. If you are 100% filled up, you can't take anything else on. The vessel is going to overflow, Ononiyeshkena, and you will not Ononiyeshke, take on the experiences of other people. Ononiyeshke, unless you are in a session, you are in a healing session or something of that sort, and the nature of the work is for you to be able to see Ananiyoko, the experiences of another. Ananiyoshkona Iyeke na. More on that later on another teaching. Iyeshkona, we are laughing because Ananiyoshko, Mercedes is like, you know, this isn't going away, I don't think. Iyeshkena Ananiyoko, as long as she is willing, we will be here. Ananiyoko Iyekena, Ananiyeshkona, Ananiyekena. There is a fine and subtle line between putting something into the Ananiyoko, into the infinite Ananiyeke, for the purposes of proving that it works, Iyoko Ananiyeke, and actually having fun and playing in the infinite, and Ananiyoko, exploring the possibilities. So we would like to put that forward to you, Iyoshkona Ananiyeke na. The activation of the energy, Yokona, Yakena, Ananani Yoko, can be a very complex undertaking. Anononi Yeshkena, Ananani Yoko, Kona, because we have given you fundamentals here, Anononi Yeshkena, but you are a unique individual expression of the ocean, remember? So this is just sort of the baby steps. You each have gift, you each have talent, you each have love, you each have a perspective, you each have access points, you each have passion and compassion, and your shiny objects will vary from person to person, the things that you attune to and train to and into intellectualize or come into intellect with. Ananoniyoshiko, you each are unique expressions. Ananoniyoshiko naniyekena. So why would you think that and this is the infinite all, Ananoniyoshiko. So why would you think that Ananoniyoshiko, any particular teaching is always going to work in a certain way for a certain person? Ananoniyoshiko, like you could put, what do you call that saying? It's like money in the bank or something like that. Like you do this and you're always going to get this expressed outcome. Yeah, this teaching, any teachings in the energetic realm are not in that way. Ananoniyoshiko, general principles come forward. Iyoko naniyoshike na ananoniyoko okona. Mercedes in the past has had a reluctance to say, do it this way. Ananoniyoshiko naniyeke for this very reason. Iyeshike na ananoniyoko. So these are precepts, these are concepts, these are ideas, these are these are you. Ananoniyoshiko, this is you. These teachings are you. Ananoniyoshiko, you will hear things, the shiny objects will be different for each and every one of you. Iyashkona iena ananiyoko, and even for Mercedes, she said in the preamble she is now going to take some of the subtle nuances iyakona niyeke and incorporate them into her personal life. Iyakona iena, and that is also an important point. Iyashkena ananiyoko okona, she is the vessel. And that is why yesterday's conversations were so tiring for her in certain ways, because they were old habits from, 30, day 33 we're on. So 34 days ago, this was a habit for her. So she could feel the energy shift, and she could feel the exchange shift, and she could feel the nuance shift. She could also feel the differences in the exchange of love, where people were coming from and why they were saying certain things to her, the underlying foundational idea or emotion or heart or intention had shifted. So a lot of these conversations were very loving. It's just whether or not you want to expend the energy to have them. To expend the energy to have them. And the Ananiyoshiko, and the other thing is, like who Ananiyoshiko, some of this is yours to learn, Iyokona. And she was finding that while she valued the opinions, that she really wanted to, discover, explore, and activate some of this on her own. Iyokona, you will become more silent. It's okay. Ananoniyoshiko, be okay with it within yourself. It may not be okay with it within the other people around you, but it's okay. Ananoniyoshiko, some people will have the propensity to say, look what I learned, and want to tell the world. That's okay too. Ieshke nana niyoko. You are your own unique, individualized expression of the all. So you are hearing this voice in your own unique way, and you will express the ideas that have been presented here, the laws, actually, that have been presented here in your own unique way. The law is the law. The law is not going to change. What makes life interesting is you. And your expressions. And your journey to joy. So there was a thing that happened this morning. Mercedes woke up and her mind was busy, and she was actually awake for quite a while before the time to step into her space, and she found herself recognizing the busyness of her mind and went into breathing. It was a choice because she didn't want to be in the hamster wheel mode. Anononieshkena. And she breathed. Anononieshkena yikuna. And then from there, Anononieshke, she went into a series of I love yous. Inonoyekena. I love you. 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 I love you, Mercedes. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And ononi yeshke na nani yoko. It was for quite a few minutes. Yeke na. When you understand Iokona Nieke, the expansion of the filter of love begins with the expansion of the filter of love for yourself, Ieke Nana Niyoko, then that one thing, along with the one thing of the breath, Ieke Na, just attuning to the breath coming in through your nose and out through your nose and remembering breath, Anono Nieshko Na Ieke Na, is enough to shift the paradigm of what is before you. And while we will not be going into a very deep breath sequence today, Anononieshkena, we would suggest that maybe as part of your activities of today is just that, attuning to the breathing in through the nose and out through the nose and placing your hands on your heart center, Yoshkona, and saying, I love you. That is part of the transition away from the space of learning that will keep you in the space within yourself. I love you. And then expand it. I love you to the house. I love you to the dog. I love you to the blue sky. I love you to your car. I love you to the flowers. I love you, Anononieshke, to the stoplight. I love you, Ananieshkena. I love you. 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 Anononieshkena. It has been a very loving time for self for you to be with us. Anononieshkena, Anonieshkena, Ananioko. You will come into a realization of your own version of us, Ieke Nananiyoko, which may not be in manifest in the way that you are experiencing through our vessel, Mercedes, Ioko Naniyena. In some ways, it will be a quiet knowing, and Ononieshke, and maybe you feel firmer on your feet. You're just walking in a different way, Ieshke Na. We started here with the precept that onono ni eshkena, that anything in front of the word love is judgment, iokona iekena. In love, iokona, onono ni kena, as opposed to just being love itself, iokona iena. So there are very simple things to stay within the frequencies. You may have found a favorite thing to do, iokona, over the course of these days, ieke nanana yoko, do that thing. Ieshke nanana yoko okona, do that one thing. And then we would suggest add in a chorus of, I love you. I love you. I love you, world. I love people. I love you, people. I love humanity. I love you, humanity. I love you. Onono ni eshke na yoko. Because the oni eke na, yoko na ieke na, regardless of the steps, regardless of the steps that we have outlined during these times, onono ni eshke na ieke, the I love you, and expanding the love filter, yokona ieke na, is the gateway. Onono ni eshke na, everything else, onono ni eshke na iena, everything else, iokona ieke na, is a, onono ni eshke na, the mechanics, iokona iena. Love is the feeling, the emotion, the engine, the propeller, the beat, the way. Onono ni eshke na iena. I love you, 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 I love you. And onono eshke na. And do you believe that if you are telling yourself, I love you 1,000 bazillion times in just one day, eshke na nanani yoko, that the things that are coming in front of you, you are going to tolerate? Onono ni eshke, if they're not serving you well, ieke na, the voices that you're hearing, you're going to tolerate if they're not serving you well, ieshke na 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 yoko. Your vibratory frequency for love, onono yoko, of self, ieke na 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 yoko, will not be attuned to that which is not, which is not compatible to. Onono ni eshke, you want to attract more love in your life, say I love you to yourself, ieko na iena. So busy mind does not have to translate into a busy heart, ioko na, or busy eyesight, or busy hearing. Onono ni eshke na. If you just take one thing away from here, breathe and I love you. Onono ni eshke, and the rest will become a remembering, and you will onono ni eshke na, onono ni eshke, and you will remember, and you'll follow your way, eshke na na ni yoko, in your unique, individualized, most special, magnificent, and divine way. Onono ni eshke na, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you a brazillion, million, trillion, gazillion, infinite ways. Yoko na yege na. We love you. We are done for now, and we bid you adieu.